listener production.
Well, Ham, this is our remembering project.
Yep, where a random day of the year is selected and we look up the run sheets from all our shows from across the years to find any we did on that day.
Over 20 years, that's about 2,500 shows and roughly 26,000 talk breaks. Today, we pick one. One talk break only and try to remember what happened based on what was written down on the run sheet from that day.
As always, we've got podcast Mike with us here for any technical stuff.
Hello.
Mike, what date was randomly chosen today?
It's the 19th of September.
Okay then, it's Haim's go. Here's Mike with the sponsorship stuff before we find out what year Haim will take us back to and see if we remember anything from that day.
This is Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project.
And 19th of September, did a bunch of shows across the years. I'm going to play a quick game to start. Guess the year.
Okay, great.
I'm going to give you a segment and you guess the year. We had Peter Hellier on in character as his AFL comedy character, Strawny. Talking about the release of the Strawny DVD.
2009.
Six.
Oh, I was going to say six.
Yeah, but you've got the sheet, Mike.
Yeah, Mike, you can play.
Okay, I'm going to play. I don't have the answers.
Okay, well, if you didn't hear that, what do you think?
I was going to say 06.
Wow,
Mike's got it.
Mike's got it.
Yeah. Okay.
What leads you to 06?
Because before the game was really big in 06. I remember watching it.
Yeah. And it was still a period where you could launch a DVD and make, you know, big. That would have been big. Have been big time fun for Pete heading into Christmas.
Yes.
Even though it was predominantly Victoria, I remember seeing like DVD, like, you know, you go to Coles and before you get to the checkout, it would be like, oh, yeah, get the Strawny DVD for $20. That's a stocking stuffer.
Yep.
What are you looking at there, Mike?
Get it on eBay now, $14.95.
That's probably what it sold for in the day, back in the day.
Yeah, gosh, it's maturing.
and I reckon the comedy would still hold and none of it would be cancelable stuff. So that was, okay, 2006. 2007, this goes back to what we've talked about in other episodes of the Remembering Project, where up to about 2007 and 2008, we were heavily encouraged to be celebrity focused. Yes. Anything to do with a celebrity was just like, you know, producers, the FM radio climate was just like, guys, give them to us. Yes. Feed us celebs and celeb news. Stuff our faces. We are hungry. On our run sheets, our producer would often put down an asterisk next to bits, like you'd sort of have like, you know, oh, at 5:02, Andy talked about this, you know, 3 stars or whatever. And the star system was used to be able to go back to old run sheets to see highlights, maybe if you wanted to pull it out for a promo or like for a podcast highlight, right?
Oh, so you're literally like ranking every...
Well, we weren't.
Very, very important to note that this is producer's opinion. So in the Remembering Project, when you go back through run sheets, not unusual to see the stars.
The stars ranked, yeah.
But rarely do you pick a bit with the 3 or 4 stars because that just was like the classic bit, but it's not the memory that you want to have.
Right? Yeah.
But there was one in 2007, there was a 5-star ranking on a piece of audio.
Well,
that was very rare.
Our producer loved farts.
Yes.
So much. So I'd guess it was fart-based.
Can I give you something even rarer? Mm. This was a 5-star non-fart ranking.
Wow. Okay.
Because, we did a sketch once called Celebrity Farts and it was a double CD and it was just different farts. We'd just be like, Drew Barrymore.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Plus with farts from Quentin Tarantino.
And... that got more stars.
Sam almost died during that and then it broke the asterisk key.
Yes.
I think it was like the highest star thing of all time.
A 5-star?
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to play it because it'll be terrible because, again, this feeds into just the celebrity goss, celebrity orgy. We had Lynn Spears' phone number, Britney Spears' mum, and we called her pretending to be a manager that wanted to represent Britney. And it would be... Weak.
I think...
But it gets so much because it was back in the day of being like, oh, we got onto someone.
You got onto someone.
And that was enough.
And what, before Instagram, where you had access to people all the time...
Yeah, like that's it. You didn't know, no one knew what celebrities were doing.
Yes.
You had to buy magazines or whatever.
If you get a number, if you got onto someone and heard anything about any of their lives, it was actually, it felt special.
It was global news.
It was so weird, but now it's just like,
I will thank social media for that. I think social media is got a few things to answer for, but you will go, okay, at least it's removed the, like now it's just everywhere all the time.
Yep.
So you can just get about your business.
Yep.
And for, I mean, it's a small subset, but for people that have to do FM radio shows, they can talk about other things. 2014, this was Happy Hour days.
Yes.
Happy Hour was a great fun little show. It involved there was gold-coloured watches. There was 100 gold-coloured watches. Not gold, but gold-coloured watches. They were very safe, very hard to get from the show.
You'd win them if you had contributed to the show in a special way.
It'd be exceptional too. Yeah. And we remember there was a watch that we blew up.
No.
Remember there was a watch? Yeah, we took it out to a paintball range and we blew it up.
The cursed watch.
The cursed
watch. Yes, I do remember that.
It was a cursed watch because was it the watch we accidentally gave to someone?
Yeah, or was it the one the guy tried to sell back on eBay?
That's right, and we bought it.
We bought it back.
And we were like, it's been cursed. Because that was the rule, you could never sell the watch. You have to. It could only be inherited by your children
or
a family member. That was one of the big rules, and we found one for sale and we were like, this is...
We bought it back.
We bought it back and it was cursed. So we blew it up.
I remember that.
And it blew up into 5 pieces and we sent the 5 pieces around the world.
Different parts of the world.
Different parts of the world so it could never be rejoined.
Exactly.
And we sent 4 pieces around the world and we buried one. So it could never be rebuilt.
But particularly, say if an evil overlord came from a different planet and was trying to reconstruct it, we knew that was a safe haven in 4 different places for 4 different listeners plus one buried.
One ace up the sleeve.
Yeah.
For mankind.
Yeah,
for mankind. Protect mankind. Yeah. So that was what we were doing in 2014 on that show. We were also on that show, we did Loophole Hunters.
Oh, I love it.
Which we loved, where we'd get someone up from a sport.
What sport was it?
It was basketball.
Oh.
Because remember, Loophole Hunters was based off the movie Air Bud.
Yes.
Where famously in the film Air Bud, the guy says, ain't nothing in the rule book says a dog can't play basketball.
I think we're asking the
we literally started by asking a basketball ref, can a dog play basketball?
Yeah. Like, and he said no, I think.
So I've got a quick fire of the questions and the answers. So I don't actually have the break, but it doesn't matter. Are you allowed to nudge the ball along the ground with your head as Air Bud does? He says, yes.
You can.
Yes, you can nudge it with your head.
Wow.
If any player shoots the ball into the net of any team, the team whose net it goes in gets the points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was relevant to something else. Can you have a team of moles, right, as in you pay the other team, like you've put double agents on the other team to shoot it into their own basket? So, yes, you can. So we were like, if you are, put it in the opposition's basket, do they get the points? He's like, yeah, they do. So we're like, could you get double agents on the other team, pay them off, and they all just keep putting in your basket? And he was like, yep, that's possible. Hard, but possible.
So you could pass it in to someone and they could dunk it immediately?
Yeah. and you'll be like, what are you doing? And they're like,
sorry, I thought I was going
to. And then the second or third time they do it, you're like, hey, I think Andy's a mole. He keeps scoring for the other team. So you can do that.
What a great thing to add if one person in your team was the mole for both teams.
And you had to figure it out.
And so you're playing.
Whole new game,
And at a singular moment, obviously it's going to become evident. But
that's the thing. If they scored, it's evident. But if someone fumbled, you'd be like, what are you doing, mate? Like, no, that was a genuine fumble. And then at halftime, you voted, and if you got the mole correct, you get 10 points.
Should we set up a game?
This is not what I want to talk about today, but park that idea. Park that idea. Mole basketball.
Basketball.
Basketball. Yeah, basketball.
Does everyone pick out like a card at the start for your team? And so
you have to play. This is exactly like the traders on Channel 10.
Yes. So then you go,
okay. So it's basketball traders.
So you're all part of a team and then
someone has to play for the other team. And if they success, we'll work on the rules because there's a few layers to that. Yeah. Then they have to, like, how does the mole win? How does the good guys win? Because the mole needs to successfully, if the mole gets someone else successfully voted off, they've won a point.
Well, I think if the mole, if the other, if the opposition wins and you're the mole, you've won.
Yes, but you might have just lost the game. You have to have done something to influence it. Maybe at the end, you then reveal and everyone goes like, okay, that was good play, and there's a voting, there's like a reunion at the end and everyone votes. Anyway, it's a bit of a head. We'll figure that out. So how's this? We then said, could an intruder come onto the court and shoot one into a basket? He said no, because then there'd be 6 on the court.
Okay, yes.
Fair enough. Big question. Is there a rule in the rule book that says a dog can't play basketball?
Yeah.
There isn't a rule in the rule book that says a dog can't play basketball.
Great.
you can, you, your toes have to be behind the free throw line. Mm-hmm. And I think Air Bud doesn't do that.
Okay.
So he would have got penalised there. Mm-hmm. Then the last question was, if someone had a retractable pole in the crowd and knocks the ball away from the hoop.
Yes.
Is that legal? No, they would replay the point.
Okay.
And we said, right, okay. But then could a dog come on still? He goes, yes, a dog could still come on because there's nothing in the rule book about a dog not being able to play
basketball. That's,
so really the dog is the best loophole. So like props to the Air Bud creators. They've found one of the best loopholes.
Well, it's a loophole of interest but not a loophole of advantage.
One of the key things that you do notice across all like the best players in the world is their ball handling skills.
Yes.
And so hands, yeah, definitely. Just spatially speaking, hands seem to be an advantage. That's why dogs are at a disadvantage there.
I'm just surprised that they went with a dog. Like,
or just, you know, you're a chimp. You're a dog owner.
A chimp would have been.
But dogs do things. It's a dog movie. It's not a basketball movie.
Okay. Yeah, it's true.
If you want to watch a basketball movie, there's other, you know,
yeah,
like
Space
Hoop
Jam.
Yeah, Hoop Dream, Space Jam.
Well, no,
or is that a Looney Tunes movie?
That's more of a cartoon movie.
Yeah, I think Hoop Dream.
It wasn't targeted at basketball fans.
It was more of a dog fans.
Dog fans.
Okay.
This is what I want to play. 2008. Yeah. I'm only playing this to be like, did we really do this and how did this work?
Okay.
The title is Hogs with the Davenport Dak Off.
Yeah, I remember this.
Did we get our mate Hogs to go to people and pull their pants down and see if they were in Davenport?
We did.
Okay, Mike. So you do some messages. Yeah. We might get cancelled.
We'll unpack that. Thanks, Mike. Yes.
Let's just listen to a bit because I just want to remember.
Well, I'd like to do a little bit of remember before we go. But from what I could remember, you'd register.
Yep.
To be part of the Davenport.
Okay, so he wasn't dacking strangers.
No, you couldn't just go. You'd register. And then you'd be sent out some Davenport underwear.
That's right. You'd have to be wearing them when you came into your workplace and pulled your pants down.
Hogs would go to your workplace and pull your pants down.
So basically it was like the underpants version of I Wake Up With Today.
Yes.
at any moment it could happen and you want to make sure that you've got the undies on.
Yes.
Yep.
And I think we were worried about it. So Hogs used to say, I'm going to dack. Like he'd come in and go, hey, I'm here to dack you. Like it wouldn't be like he wouldn't have a photo of the person and walk into their office and then
want to get it wrong.
Yeah, and then sneak up to them while they're making a cup of tea at the teapot.
From what I can gather, this is the second, like it was a two-part. We went across a song. This is the second bit. So we'd already talked to him a bit. Maybe this is a bit where he's like about to
Maybe he was outside. But my guess would be he was outside the building. With like
the first bit? Yeah, then he's gone in. So I think this is the bit where hopefully this is a bit where he dacks someone.
Right.
The 19th of September, 2008.
Pants Off Friday, Hamish and Andy driving you home, and we're amidst I kind of like it feels like a heist for me. I mean, we've got someone on the ground. We're about to give him the go.
Our final dacking for the Davenport Dack Off. Davenport, love the feeling, have given us $2,000 and some undies. A guy called Matty Brewer. He's registered along with thousands of other people, and he has sworn to wear Davenport underpants all week. Now, Hogs, your ex-housemate, is on the ground. He's approaching Matty Brewer at his place of work at the Gloria Jeans coffee store.
All right. Well, my Hogs, are you there?
Yeah, guys, I'm here.
Now,
I've forgotten to do the whistle.
Now, Hogs, are you near enough to the store? They're not listening to the radio, are they?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's disappointing. But anyway.
Well, it's good.
Well, I've got no idea. I'm outside.
Well, okay. We want him to be unawares. Now, Hogs, is it empty? Is it full? What's the patronage like?
Mate, it's a very big Gloria Jeans. I'm a little bit nervous on this one. But,
okay, Hogs, you're going into Gloria Jeans. You're looking for Matty Brewer. Now, can you see anyone else there? Is there only one male working, or are you going to have to choose between the two of them?
I'm just walking in now. It's quite a big shopping centre. And there's only one guy behind the counter.
I reckon that's Matty Brewer.
Can I just come in for a second? Is your name Matty Brewer? Oh, gosh, a little bit too far. We've got the Davenports on.
Either there was a lot of swearing or you were pressing the phone buttons. When you go to dack them, you can't press the phone. All we got was you pressing the buttons on the phone. But is he wearing the undies?
He's wearing the undies, guys.
And run us through it. What, I mean, did you? I mean, actually, put Matty on. You've had enough.
I'll put him on, guys. Here he is. Hello.
Matty.
Hey, how you going?
Now, can you please, all we heard was just a lot of commotion and the phone being pressed, as in buttons on the phone. Run us through what happened.
Hogs came running through the door. I didn't really know who he was, hey. He just came charging around the back of the coffee machine and went on my pants. unfortunately, I had a belt on still, so bit of trouble getting the pants off. But after the belt was removed, everything was all good.
So he undid your belt?
No, I undid the belt, not him.
Yeah, of course. Otherwise he would have been yanking and he could have pulled your hips off.
Did you just think it was a very satisfied customer, or did you have any idea what was going on?
Well, I kind of did when he came running behind the back of the counter, but before he came charging in, I didn't really know what was going on.
Well, mate, you've won yourself $2,000. Congratulations.
Cheers. Thanks, boys.
Can you whack Hawks back on for us?
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks.
Fantastic. Oh, what a great dacking to end the week on.
Hawks.
Guys.
Fantastic work, mate.
Hawks, of all the dackings you've done this week, do you have one that you're proudest of?
Well, I actually got a bit of his underpants there, so I'm probably proud of that one.
Great. Well, top marks, Hogs. You may now retire as the Davenport Dacker. Well served. Honourably discharged.
Guys, I've loved it. Thank you very much.
See you, Hogs.
Of course you have. You took a week off to pull people's pants down.
You're with Hamish and Andy.
He really did love it, didn't he?
Yeah, and it was more aggressive than I remembered. And I think probably in this day and age we wouldn't be doing that. But it was the wild.
I like to think there's still a place for dacking in the world.
It's a wild. More the Wild West, though. Like, he's gone in, he's walked.
The fact that people volunteered, that's what changes the game.
I know.
You've registered to be dacked.
I get that. But he's also at Gloria Jeans, which the guy doesn't know. walks behind the counter.
Oh, but, mate.
Starts grabbing.
The whole behind the counter thing. I mean, that's.
If I was managed.
That's society gone mad. Ooh, behind the counter. You know what I mean? It's all the planet. Like, we're all so scared of this invisible line behind the counter. Yeah. Oh, can't come behind the counter. Chill out. I've worked at places.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what a counter is? It's a bench.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yes.
We're all, if we're going to hurt each other, we could do it over the counter too. Behind the counter, in front of the counter. Let's all just calm down about the invisible line of the counter.
What I'm saying is, if I was the store manager
and I wasn't
privy to what was going on.
That's true. And Maddie was working for you.
And Maddie's working for me in a 6 foot five.
Okay, well, actually, let's run this.
Are you Maddie Brewer?
Let's run this because you have a share in your brother's
roof rack store.
Your
brother-in-law's, yeah.
Okay, brother-in-law's roof rack store. So you are a business owner.
Yeah.
For Roof Carrier Systems.
Yes, that's our preferred roof rack store, yes.
Which is the show's preferred roof rack store and always will be.
Yeah.
Well, at the moment.
Yes.
If you happen to be on the floor and there's, you know, a new employee, Jason or something, and you're running the shop of a Sunday arvo, and someone comes in and they go, you know, Jason Benson, and they go to Dackham, and then there's a lot of laughter and Jason's on the phone chatting to someone and all the commotion dies down and the big guy leaves and Jason kind of gets back to business, what do you go and say to Jason?
If he's behind the counter.
Yeah, and Jen Hawks has invaded the sacred line
the
behind
sacred
the counter.
Line behind the counter. I'd go, what's what?
I'll be Jason. You be the boss, Andy.
Jason.
Yeah, what's up, mate?
It's pretty busy, but we're going to have a chat about this later on.
What for?
Hey, don't answer.
But it's not Jason's fault.
Jason just wants to know. Yeah, mate, I entered a radio contest.
Hey, mate,
I just won $2,000.
Good on you, Jason.
Thanks. Like,
just so you know,
what's the problem?
Our employees are really great and they do not react like you all react.
So that's if you get into Roof Carry Systems, don't ask for Jason. He's not very helpful.
Jason sounds like a right old prick. Great remembering.
Fun.